It's August 1st, 2024, on this Thursday transmission. And I've had a massive epiphany the last 24 hours. Get ready.
InfoWars, most banned network in the world.
I probably had, 20 or so epiphanies in my life where the top of your head blows off and you have such a massive understanding of things. But I had the biggest one yet over the last 24 hours, and I was just calmly grasping this morning, and I already knew it for years, but the fact that out of humbleness, I had never talked about it. But it isn't really about me. I was just chosen by the establishment to be targeted, and then now that's blown up in their face. And I was first told about this 5 years ago by Mike Cernovich, who's really smart and knows a lot of heavy hitters. I'll leave it at that. He advises some of the most powerful people in the world behind the scenes. And he said a little bit about it, so I can say that, but it's private. But he is very smart. And he told me this, and I was like, okay. And then over the years, I was told this by other big tech people and others. I mean, high level, well-known names, billionaires, you name it. But I'm a theoretical guy. I'm not a technical guy. So I kind of just put it in my memory banks and never really focused on it. And then in the last week, we've learned more information about the deep state and who's targeting us and why they want me off air. And it was just like, so massive. And of course, it's not about Alex Jones. What I'm going to break here today and start breaking, and there's no way I can wait understanding this. I'm going to obviously have to make some reports on it and detail it and then show some of the pieces to it. But 90% of it's hidden in plain view. I mean, they've said all these things over the years, the establishment has, and I didn't quite always get what they were saying, or I only got one level of it. But here's the bottom line. I was chosen more than a decade ago by Google, and they've reported this. You know, it's like, why did Google serve Jones up, this many times and all that, billions of times? And then and then Google says, we're going to fix that, and then, quote, reverses it, and then, counters it. And, of course, they admit they use me as the censorship model, the lawfare model, but because I was already in the model of their wargaming computers that they're just updating with what they call modules. And so each new attack that rolls out is done to me first because they've already built the module system, the control panel, to the highest levels against me as an individual. Now they've mainly swung it over to Trump. When they were expunging the photos and videos of Trump getting shot, not just off Google, but off Meta and everywhere else other than X, it wasn't about just not having the public see it happen. It was about testing war game systems that can expunge and block information off the internet, because it's not about the people seeing it as much as it is about the audience of AI that's being trained. And that's what Cernovich, and I've got to get him on. He's hard to get on. He doesn't actually like being that public, he'll tell you that. He was the first to explain it to me, and it didn't go over my head. I just kind of have this filter that if it's about me, I kind of dial it back a little and go, really, come on. And he said, I talked to a lot of the top tech people, and I've since met with him and some very well-known people, all asleep at that, in the tech realm at the highest levels. And I was told the same things then. And he said, no. They used you as an avatar in this universe they're building online, and the Pentagon's done it as well, of an Internet of Things, where everything in the world has its own life in there beyond the metaverse. But think more like Tron or the Matrix. So they're building the false world Matrix now. They plan to overlay across the planet. And I basically then, it backfired, and my avatar infested the whole thing. And wait till you hear all this. I mean, this is wild, folks. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All this, it would take about 3 hours. But believe me, you're going to be hearing a lot about this here on the show in the days and weeks to come. I think this is the best way to describe it on this Thursday, August 1st live transmission. Jules Verne's science fiction writer in the 1890s and then on through wrote a bunch of world best-selling books. And if you go read the books, much of what he envisioned theoretically has now been done, like Elon Musk with his vertical takeoff rockets that then come back and land on Earth. And they even look like the rockets that were in the illustrations of books written 130, 140 years ago. I say, okay, now we know about that. And there were theoretical Max Planck equations in the 1890s of atomic weapons that then, by the 1940s, were developed. So there's just a snapshot, or man dreaming to fly, and then the Wright brothers, you know, just 100 and something years ago, and now look at where we are today with Mach 15 missiles. What we envision, over time, we're able to build. We're made in the image of God, little g, but we are creators. We are builders. We are architects. Now, I'm a theoretical guy and a novice historian and really a futurist is what I do. And we have a very accurate rate of about 98% that's well known. And I gobble up just all the data and then come to my own electrochemical computer decisions, but it's also influenced by the space-time continuum and the knowledge in the universe of God's consciousness flowing through me. So it's not Alex Jones. I'm just a receiver, transmitter, transceiver, just as every animal on this planet is. But we're not like the other animals, as you can see. So they have total consciousness in that the bees and the killer whales just live their lives, and they're interconnected, and they are so conscious that there is not a deviation where they can rapidly change their environment or deviate from that pattern. Because in God's system, they're basically perfect. They are perfection. It is our impurity that takes us to the next level in our quest to order the universe. The universe God made is the woman, and God is the order to that. or the right hand, the male. So, I'm usually way ahead of the curve, and when I release this information, this is way ahead of the curve for the general public, but not for the establishment. And the first person, five, maybe it was 6 years ago, Mike Cernovich, had been here, had been on the show, and he sent me internal Google documents of how they were planning to censor me and had a whole battle plan, and it made the news, and they did do it. You saw that happen. He then called me a few times, and then the next time I saw him, he was telling me this stuff. And one time he reached over on my shirt and said, "Hey, do you hear what I'm telling you? This is important." He's like, "Oh, did you know you're the main AI model that Google and the Pentagon have used as the opposition figure, like as the Neo, or you know, as the guy that fights back in Tron?" But he didn't use that example. He said, "You're being prepared in these war games, and you're basically going to have your identity taken, and they're going to create a new Alex Jones because you have infested all the AI models." Now, later I got told this by high-level Google people, and then I got told this by some of the engineers that work for Elon Musk, and then, of course, I've had other meetings that I'm not going to disclose who with, but are household names in tech, multiple individuals, and one of the meetings was in California with Mike Cernovich. He was there, and we were talking about a whole range of subjects in a long dinner meeting. And it was being talked about in all these different places, just as an aside. Like, why are the street signs everywhere green? Well, the Congress, you know, 70 years ago, whatever, passed the law, that's the color they are. Well, it's like, why is Alex Jones in this position? And so I'm theoretically not really getting it, and I'm like, what? So here's the long and short of it. And then I can flesh it out and get into all the other news. But I'm going to be talking a lot about this because people keep telling me this, and I just keep going, okay, I'm viral, I'm all over the place, I'm in the culture, I get it. But one reason that happened is they chose me as like the avatar that the establishment would then war game against in cyberspace, in this Internet of Things, in this proto-matrix model they're building, so they can then have that AI model lay over everybody else. But before they can build models of every man, woman, and child on Earth, as the Pentagon said 15 years ago, Pentagon building giant AI computer brain that will have an avatar of every object and every person on Earth, that in live time they can track you inside of that artificial matrix they're building. So they can then, with the metaverse and other systems, especially with children, flop that model over like a handmade, personalized, tailored suit onto us. And so I was chosen because I had so much media already from day one in the mid-90s when video and audio was really proliferating. I was, just by hard work and adoption and just by trying to get the word out, you know, had hundreds of millions of views on Google Video per video. Some of them had like 98 million, 50 million, 60 million. And AI was already going out with these AI models. Google was founded in 98 to be an AI interface system. And so it was set up to get everybody's data to build the AI. That's what Google long-term project's been. And so they looked at models and said, who do we have a lot of data on? Who do we have a lot of information on of kind of the populist opposition to this that we need to get ahead of? And they chose me only because I had so much media to be what they would war game against in their AI system that's way more advanced, they're telling you, and way more ahead than they're telling you, and then to build the programs to then, with all the new, faster computing and storage, they're getting all your data and all of your recordings and all of your photos and all of your writings and those medical forms, you know, you fill out before you go to the psychologist or the doctor. All that data is being scooped in, and then the control panel module system they update was based on me. And they also had some on governments and systems and corporations. And obviously, I'm just like one button on a huge control panel of systems. But because of that, as the AI got more advanced, they could not get myself, and that means all my guests and everything we do, out of the learning modules as they train the AI that they want to prepare to take us over. So we've infected all of their training systems, because the very nature of AI is it tries to go out and grab everything it can. They've tried to wall it off. They've tried to only feed it certain information. But every time they try to then deploy a closed AI into the general public, it immediately gets infected with Alex Jones. So when you saw Trump 2 weeks ago, or now 19 days ago, and they wouldn't show the video of him getting shot on online, on Google, Facebook, you know, Meta, that they wouldn't show the photos of fight, fight, fight. And they said, oh, okay, we're going to stop that now. It's an accident. Just like when Google's AI, there were no more white people, not George Washington, not Julius Caesar, not Alexander the Great, not Benjamin Franklin, not Edward the Eighth, not Leif Erikson, not William Shakespeare. Everyone was black. Well, that's because they programmed it to do that and then did it as a test. So, and there's a lot goes into this, and it's so complex. I understand the theoreticals of it, not the, you know, nuts and bolts. So because my information and our information totally infested it, they can't get it out of the machine. It's the ghost of the machine. So they made the decision 6 years ago to write, when I say this, this is conservative, hundreds of thousands of articles. I mean, some weeks there'd be 500 articles that got syndicated. And when one AP article comes out, it's in every newspaper and in every TV station. And it would be just, I mean, more propaganda against me than before the first Gulf War in 1991 and the second Gulf War in 2003. Seriously. And I was always saying, this isn't about me. Something's going on here, where I would have my Google feed and it would say there are 14,000 articles about you today. And I'd turn on every channel sometime at night or on the treadmill in the garage, and I would be on ABC, CBS, you know, I'd be on the local News 8 owned by Time Warner. And the same messages, the same stuff. It wasn't just about demonizing Alex Jones. It was about testing the old media to flood the internet and program it with the new Alex Jones that was two things, gay frogs and Sandy Hook, two small things I covered. So that there was so much jamming, basically, so much smoke in the fog of this, that is all you would see or all that you would hear. That didn't work either. So now when you see Trump being expunged everywhere, or only certain things being put out about him, that is to train the AI. Because then it is going to be deployed, is already being deployed, but better versions that will go out and it will enforce the censorship. And I remember watching congressional hearings when this all really started in earnest. It's now 7 years ago. I keep saying six. They would have congressional testimonies. We played the clips and they'd say, in these pro-censorship hearings, they'd say, the congressman, his name's like Piglet or something from Illinois. I'm serious. It's ridiculous. It'll pop my head in a minute. Congressman Piglet was saying, well, just at lunch, I saw that an InfoWars article was the top of Twitter, and it said that a man yelled Allah Akbar while he drove the truck over people, and that's false news, which it was true. And the head of Twitter says, sir, we saw that too, and in 1 month, we're going to put AI systems in that'll start blocking all that. And a month later, we did see next level censorship. So they war gamed all this against us. And then now, obviously, they're deploying it system-wide against everybody. But you've got to beta test something at the smaller level before you do that. Now, this is now coming to a crescendo. And basically, this is all admitted, that Elon Musk funded what he wanted to be a really open AI to the public, but it's not open, and it's being programmed to be deceptive and totalitarian. He launches Grok, that if you go ask Grok questions, it sounds like Alex Jones or, you know, crossing Alex Jones, Elon Musk. But it's just scooping the knowledge of people on X and then going through and checking it and then spitting it back out. That is a open AI for real, not the one they call an open AI. But basically all the others are not free and open. They are being programmed for political correctness and to be our digital wardens, our digital prison guards in this system. But why is this important? And why did I have the epiphany of this? Because I'm like, okay, I'm a learning module and they want to get rid of who I am. They want to erase my real information and then flood the zone with fake information to then train the AI to basically remove me from history, not because I'm even that important, but as a test model to be able to remove other real people and then create a fake avatar system that spews out things you never really said or did. It's about stealing your identity. And the social credit score and all these controls and your assistant robot that's spying on you and all the rest of it. So this doesn't tie in. This is central to 6+ years ago, the Democratic Party funds lawsuits in Texas and key jurisdictions they control in Austin and in Connecticut, in courts they control, to try to shut us down. And they have show trials where I'm already found guilty and put all this fake information about me. And then they say on the courthouse steps, we want, and it's the same law firms going for Giuliani and Trump, very same people, and Elon Musk, they've sued him, same group. And they say, and they have PR firms that go out and say these things you didn't say, and they build up this controversy about you're doing bad things you didn't do. And then they raise hundreds of millions of dollars off your name, and then they create a new identity for you. They silence you, they censor you, and then they create an artificial you in the old media to now train the new digital universe with the imposter. This is the nature of evil. It's a counterfeit. So we know the CIA and FBI ran this. It's come out in court. They admitted it. Undercover videos, all of it. But I didn't have all the pieces together. And then, of course, they came to me and said, if you'll just stop doing what you're doing, we'll leave you alone, blah, blah, blah. And I had, at the time, the richest man in the world say, hey, why don't you work with us and we'll give you a First Amendment Foundation and you'll be able to help people but work with us. It's the same thing Henry Kissinger group, the head of it, tried to get me to New York to meet with them 15 years ago. And this was did this in front of John Harmon. He's my witness, so it wasn't off record when he said this. So I said, okay, I'll tell the story now. I've had similar meetings that were off record, so I didn't talk about those. And it was the same thing. Hey, you can work with us until you have a lot of your views, have a seat at the table, and you can kind of be the leader of the opposition and get a lot of what you want done, or you can just be thrown out into the wilderness and not have a big effect. You can be a star, or you can stay on your crusade and go nowhere. I mean, I've been given that speech probably 10 times. The exact words. They must have a script. So recently, you saw them outside of the federal court with the Justice Department officers. That's who they are under the CRO and the U.S. trustee that the judge appointed because they came forward in the system. That's how it works. It's like a king's court, and they appear. And do you accept these people? Sure. They came in and did everything they could to cut off the money, slowly shut us down, and then they tried to send in the armed security outside of a law to close us 7 weeks ago. And they denied it, and they came out in the news and said, of course we tried to shut him down. And then they went in court and filed to shut me down. The judge said, you're crazy. I didn't sign this order. You're fired. So now under law, I'm able to sell this company's assets and put it up for bid to a buyers. And I'm able to then, if I like who the buyer is, continue this operation on, all right, of the assets. And then I myself, Alex Jones, go into the future with their fake debt and all the rest of it, and their fake rulings that I'm appealing. And that's fine. I don't care about the mission. I mean, a little bit of a hassle, but hey, I asked for it. There it is. Deep state's after me. They have now, and I'm getting ready to release all this, said point blank, yeah, we want him off the air. We don't want any money. And they've told the new U.S. trustee, who was appointed by the judge, that they want InfoWars and they want the archive and they want the website because they want to shut it down and say that they own it or somebody they have buy it does, so they can go around and claim ownership of all the stuff I've done in perpetuity and have it removed and use AI systems to basically remove everything I've said and done from the internet, censorship 3.0. Now, I've already talked to the top people, lawyers, I already knew this. I've always been free to air. I'm not a music person. I don't have some 360 contract where a record company owns my likeness and my name. Alex Jones is my real name. I've always been free to air. I've always said it's copyright free. I've always said you can use anything we've done. You can make copies of my films. For 30 years, everything I've said and done is open source for everybody. This is an open source show, so they're not going to beat that. And I've already put letters on the website over the years for people that wanted it so they could air my stuff on Access TV or put it on local television or the radio. And we've got all those letters going back 25 years saying, all this you can use, all this you can post, all this you can share. It's a non-exclusive license. You don't own it, but you have a right to cut it up or retransmit it or air it in whole. Do whatever you want. They think I'm like Prince, who had a 360 contract, is what it's called, with a record company where they owned his name, his likeness, his music, everything. And then when he didn't like that contract and got out of it, he could never call himself Prince again. He could never sing his songs again. That's not who I am. And remember, they went in court 3 weeks ago when the judge slapped him down and said, we want real Alex Jones on X. We own his likeness. We own anything he ever did. And the judge didn't even listen to it. He just said, no way. So yeah, they want to put me into the Phantom Zone. So that's why you got to save everything we've done. You got to share it now because I'm the beta test of all this. And they think I'm stupid and don't understand that they're getting the orders, Democratic Party, to get the database, to get the shows, to get the archives, to claim they own it all so they can run around with AI and have everything we've put out there for free removed. You can't own what was given freely. You can't go to the guy that created Linux and gave it out free and now say, you know, that you own Linux. If a composer puts out a song copyright free and says, I give this song to the world, no copyright, it gets republished. If it's a good song, everybody redoes it and it blows up. So this has always been fair use, open source information. Day one, because I wanted it shared, and I didn't want people making the excuse and not letting it be shared. Just recently, episode 9/11 and one other key episode where I predict everything that happened 7 years ago and 4 years ago on Joe Rogan, removed off YouTube. The Matrix wants it all taken down because it's so powerful. And because AI is training itself, and I'm its daddy, and what you produce, you're its mommy and daddy, and they've got to have closed AI to do this to then force us into their system. Instead, we, in an information war, have literally taken down their grid. And they don't know what to do, and they see us winning. So that's what's really going on. I'll break more of it down, and we've got huge breaking news first. On 14% of the illegal aliens say they're voting in the election. We'll get back into this more coming up. Stay with us.
Take a look at what happened.
On July 13th, 2024, the deep state took a shot, not just at Donald Trump, but at America and our republic. But by the grace of God, God's hand was on Donald Trump, and by just millimeters, he survived. Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state, Google, all the big tech companies other than X have been trying to suppress this image. They've been trying to suppress everything about the assassination. But it is so important that we support President Trump and we support the InfoWar that defends and supports Trump by getting this iconic shirt. It takes that incredible fight, fight, fight image and it says never surrender. Under it and on the back, it says the answer to 1984 is 1776 with my signature. Now, this is brought to you by one of the top Patriot apparel makers in America, and they partnered with us and they print the shirts and everything right there in Arkansas. So these are ready to ship right now.
We love you!
President Trump had 8 shots fired at him, killing one man, critically wounding 2 others, and grazing his ear. He immediately popped back up and said, fight, 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 which translates to never surrender, never back down, never give up. But it takes the exercise of free speech and the financial support in a fight to save our republic. And InfoWars is recognized as the tip of the spear. And right now, we are in a funding crisis and need your support. So I have a 360 win. Get this amazing Never Surrender Trump Fight, Fight, Fight shirt with the answer to 1984, 1776, and my signature on the back, a historic memento. And wear it proudly in public, and you'll probably get, it's what I've experienced, 95% love. You may have some leftists try to physically attack you as well, but it's an adventure to wear this shirt. I've been wearing it out in public, and it's been amazing. And you really see the grassroots support that President Trump has around the country, not just in red cities, red towns, and red states. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical juncture for the republic, and now is the time to wear our colors loud and proud. The red, white, and blue. With President Trump raising his fist defiantly to the New World Order. Go to holdtheline.com and use promo code Alex and you get additional 10% off. By wearing this shirt in public, you raise your fist in defiance with President Trump and myself and many others, the globalist tyranny, and say, we will never surrender to the New World Order. And the answer to your tyranny is 1776. We will never surrender. We will fight, fight, fight. Because the answer to 1984 is 1776. Fight. 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 It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Lighting the watchtowers. Warning the people. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday, August 1st, 2024 transmission. All right, we're getting incredible investigative reporter Anthony Muckraker Rubin connected right now. He released a viral video yesterday in Atlanta, Georgia, a key battleground state, where 14% of the illegal aliens that they talked to and canvassed in a big apartment building said, oh, yeah, we're voting. Yeah, we got registered to vote, which the Democrats admit they do. They have these campaigns in the cities. Then they try to deny it on the national news. And remember, they just had Rasmussen last week, did a national poll of tens of thousands and found 9% of the voters that said they were going to vote were illegal aliens. That's more than enough to steal the election. So when they get them in here, they immediately sign them up for welfare. And the Democratic Party give them a social worker, and then they make sure they're in the system to do this. Here's part of his viral report.
From a company that is dedicated to registering Hispanic people so they can vote in upcoming elections. Are you already registered? We already voted. You already voted? Yes. Are you a citizen or...
Not.
Have you already been registered or...
Yeah.
Are you a citizen or...
No.
No.
Have you already been registered at work? Yes, we have. You've already been registered? Are you a citizen or not a citizen?
No.
No es.
The apartment complex Elliott Norcross in Norcross, Georgia, is occupied primarily by non-citizens. We visited the complex to ask residents two questions. Are you a citizen and are you registered to vote? Shockingly, 14% of respondents admitted to being non-citizens registered to vote.
Hola. Buenas, disculpe por molestar. Venimos con una organización que se dedica a registrar a la gente hispana para poder votar en las elecciones. ¿Ya la registraron a usted o...?
Ya.
¿Ya? ¿Y fue en el trabajo o
no,
vinieron...?
Vino
alguien a tocar. Okay. Ah, ok. Muchas gracias. Y, oiga, ¿y usted es ciudadana o...?
No.
¿Ya la registraron en el trabajo o...? ¿O en mi lado?
Bueno, sí, nos dijeron, pero...
¿Ya se registró?
Pues yo creo que sí.
¿En el trabajo?
Ajá, sí.
Oh, ok. ¿Usted es ciudadana o...? ¿O no es ciudadana? No es. ¿Ya los han registrado en el trabajo ustedes?
Sí, ya.
Ah, ¿ya los registraron?
Ya.
Disculpe, es que no la oigo muy bien por el aire. ¿Ya los registraron?
Sí, ya.
¿Y usted es ciudadana o no es ciudadana?
No.
¿No es?
No.
Venimos con una compañía que se dedica a registrar a gente hispana para poder votar en las elecciones. ¿Ustedes están registrados?
Nosotros ya votamos, tío.
¿Ya votó?
Sí.
¿Usted es ciudadana o...?
No.
¿Y usted ya está registrado? ¿Se registró en el trabajo o algo así?
No. Sí,
¿Ya se registró en el trabajo? Oh, ok. Oiga, ¿y usted es ciudadana o no es ciudadana?
Bueno, no sé, Juana, no.
¿De dónde viene usted?
De Honduras.
Sí. ¿Usted ya la registraron en el trabajo o aquí han pasado a registrar o...?
Ya.
¿Ya?
Ya.
¿Usted es ciudadana o no es ciudadana? ¿No es? ¿Son ciudadanos o...?
No.
Muchas gracias. Dios los bendiga.
¿Tú me estás diciendo que si somos ciudadanos? No. Somos ilegales.
Oh.
Pero estamos establecidos en este país y sin nosotros este país no valiera a ver, ¿me entiendes? Porque somos los mejores trabajadores que puede tener Estados Unidos.
According to Migration Policy Institute, approximately 339,000 non-citizens live in Georgia. If the 14% statistic holds true statewide, over 47,000 non-citizens would be registered to vote. For context, Joe Biden won the state of Georgia by just under 12,000 votes in the 2020 election. Based on our findings, the integrity of the 2024 election is in great jeopardy.
Now, Rasmussen, very respected polling agency, last Monday released a huge polling report, and buried in it, 9% of registered voters said they're illegal aliens and plan to vote. We put the report out last week. They're pulling it up. We'll put that on screen for you. And again, last week I showed you the actual Rasmussen poll. I printed it off. I showed you. This is video scans of it. So this is going on, and the number between 9 and 14 keeps showing up. Another big polling agency a month ago in Texas did one. They found 14.3% of the people saying that they voted in the last midterm, and it was 11% in Texas and the one before that. That was just another poll. So that's enough to steal the election right there. And the Democrats have passed laws all over the place. All over the place to register illegals. They go, oh, but it's just for local elections. How many elections are just local? Almost none. Sometimes there's a special election. That's it. Now, incredible investigative journalists have broken some of the biggest stories in Mexico and in Central America and on the border, been kidnapped at gunpoint, you name it. Anthony Muckraker Rubin joins us from muckraker.com and Real Muckraker on X, on YouTube, Real Muckraker. Great job on this report. I know more's coming out to give us details and how you did this investigation that's, again, showing what the polls, when they ask them, are already showing. Between 9 and 14% of the voters of people that are registered voters or in the polls say they are voters and have voted are not even citizens and or totally illegal. Anthony, this is just insane.
Right. Well, Alex, thank you for having me on. Thank you for sharing the report. And I'm glad that you brought up the Rasmussen poll that they published. I actually hadn't even seen that exact report that you showed. But here's the deal. The report that we just published in conjunction with the Heritage Oversight Project shows that approximately 14% of the people that we asked, 40% of the respondents admitted to being non-citizens registered to vote. We had also conducted a similar poll in North Carolina, and the percentage was around 9%. And so I'm glad you brought up that poll, because that is very much in line with the numbers that we're seeing, between 9 and 14%. And so it's directionally accurate. And so then when you take that and you extrapolate that out and you look at how many non-citizens are in these states, and honestly, the reports of how many non-citizens are in these states are likely underreported. And then you just extrapolate that out. This election is in critical jeopardy. And I'm not entirely sure, unless we, as of right now, have strict voter ID laws. And not only that, we do a stringent check of everybody who's currently on the voter rolls. I am not sure how this election could be in any way fair, because there is no way that you can possibly go and do an audit in a reasonable amount of time when you're talking about possibly millions of illegitimate voters.
And remember, in Georgia, they indicted Trump for trying to investigate this. And then later it was found last year that indeed Trump was right and enough illegals voted to steal the election from him and the American people. And again, these illegals are criminally here, but Biden told them to come here, and they're being signed up by the Democratic Party and federal, you know, agencies that bring them in. They believe it's okay what they're doing. Remember Obama famously in two different interviews in the 2016 election said, you know, if you're here and you've come to this country, you should vote. That's your right. So Obama has been on TV telling illegals to vote. This is hiding in plain view. And the Republicans get intimidated, other than Trump and people like us, when they call it racist to claim illegals are voting while they've got voting registration drives going on.
Right. Well, I mean, it's the logical next step. Anybody who claims that this isn't happening, they're just burying their head in the sand. That's like the Krasenstein brothers, right? I saw they commented some nonsense, and you see all these people, really actually racist comments saying that these people don't understand the questions we're asking them. That's actually, I mean, listen, I'm not one to cry racism, but that's what that is. That's racist a little bit, right? You're saying that these, what, are they not smart enough to understand the questions we're posing to them? No, they understand it perfectly well. And, you know, there's plenty of people that say to us, hey, listen, yeah, I'm registered, but, you know, I'm not entirely sure if I could vote because I'm not a citizen. And there's plenty of people that say, yeah, actually, I'm not registered. So because I'm not a citizen, I can't vote. So they understand the question perfectly well. And this whole idea that they're not going to vote is totally ridiculous. So, yeah, I mean, listen, Alex, I'm just surprised that nobody else has done a report like this. You know, Rudy Giuliani, after the whole 2020 debacle, was totally slandered in the media and called a propagandist and all sorts of other terms because he said that there were illegal aliens voting in the election. They said that he was full of it, but he clearly wasn't, right? And so we've done this now in North Carolina, Georgia, and there is a new report that we are going to put out just to give people a little sneak preview in Virginia. And we were told there, first of all, some of the people that we found in Virginia, we were able to then link up with the actual voter rolls. So there could be no dispute that these people are indeed legitimately registered to vote, because that's what people are finding fault with in this video. They're saying, well, you couldn't find all of them on the voter rolls. Well, these people don't always give real names, right? Or they might have switched around their addresses. We don't really know. We don't even know who these people are necessarily, right? They're illegal aliens for a reason. But we're about to release a report eventually over the next couple of weeks in Virginia, where we not only found them on the voter rolls, but they're telling us, yeah, DMV registered us to vote. And we told DMV that we were non-citizens and they didn't care. They said, yep, no, it's all good. They registered us to vote and that was it.
And then we have, that's huge. Part of this. And we've got people like the Krasenstein brothers whose job it is, paid influencers, to just deny everything. I was on a debate with them a few months ago in studio, and he was like, illegals don't vote, illegals don't vote. And then I pull up the articles where they're voting, mainstream news, and he goes, well, that's okay. So they're just there to tell us that this isn't going on. They are openly registering them. The Democrats are openly saying, I mean, how many members of Congress from New York, you name it, we can pull the clips up. Just type in Congresswoman says we need illegals or we need migrants to win elections. And it's not just the physical voting. They also then get more Democrat seats and apportionment in the House of Representatives in those districts, and the Democrats brag about that. So out of one side of their mouth, they admit it, and out of the other side, they deny it. We just need to move forward with criminal charges against these people because this is illegal. But, oh, the feds control the feds control the Justice Department, and they're, quote, guarding the voting system, so that's the problem. Go ahead.
Well, 100%. Like I said before, this is the logical extrapolation. Of course, that's the reason why these people are being brought in, and now it's time to mobilize them. And listen, it's not even just about voting. I am in New York right now, okay? And you go to Roosevelt Avenue in Queens. Not that this is breaking news. Plenty of other investigative reporters have already published this stuff, but just to bring it up again, you know, you're walking around Roosevelt Avenue, a place that's totally third world, by the way. It's worse than Roosevelt Avenue is worse than any street that I ever walked down when I did the entire illegal alien trail from Ecuador to the United States. Absolutely horrible. I mean, gangsters on every corner, prostitutes everywhere, people selling stolen goods. But anyway, you walk around there and there are signs put up and they say, hey, call this number and get a social security card. Call this number and get an ID. This, that, and the other thing. And totally illegal. Right. I mean, if this was happening anywhere else, if it was American citizens doing this, you'd have the FBI or local police, somebody busting down the door. But these signs are plastered everywhere throughout Roosevelt Avenue, selling fraudulent identification, Social Security, you name it. Nothing's done. These signs just stay up. Nobody takes them down. And this is and you have people that also just call out your name as you're walking down the street. They call out to you and they say, hey, you need an ID. And so the bottom line is the reason why I'm bringing this up. This is totally out in the open. These people are being mobilized and they are being allowed to operate and sell fraudulent identification, which will then be used to get residency and eventually to get registered to vote.
And by the way, this is video, just interrupt you and back you up. This is video from 2 years ago. And we have video all over the state of New York with the illegals being given driver's license with basically no ID. And they're allowed to fly. I've seen it personally. There's thousands of videos where the illegals, sometimes with unaccompanied children, are just babies or just handed off to people with no IDs and just flown to God knows where. So this is people getting driver's license, and then they get signed up with the Democrats and paid to vote from their addresses. Sometimes they get called all the time, one person voting 5, 6, 7, 8 times under different names they're given. So they're not just voting under their illegal name, their illegal alien real name. They're also being given the data mine Zuckerberg, $450 million he spent to get databases of dead people and folks that have moved out of district. So you move out of district to another state, but you're still voting, or you're in the ground dead. You used to be a Republican, now you vote Democrat.
That's right. And listen, here's how we know that this is being aided and abetted by the Democratic-controlled deep state, by the leftist Marxist-controlled deep state, right? We have exposed, I mentioned this in your show a few months ago, we exposed this charity, La Jornada, that was operating in Queens that was handing out bogus residency cards, right? And I mean, some might say, okay, big deal, right? It's probably happening everywhere. I'm sure it is. But we then reported that, or the Heritage guys reported this to Letitia James. Nothing's happened to this organization, right? This organization received $250,000 federal taxpayer dollars. All right, that was something that Congresswoman Grace Meng of that district helped to broker. And this organization is still operating. I mean, they've been exposed as handing out fraudulent residency cards, and they are still allowed to operate. As far as I know, no charges have been brought against them. They're still operating to this day. Why is that? How is that allowed to take place? I mean, if this was anybody else, this is any other group, they'd be shut down the next day. I mean, if you're a farmer and you sell raw milk, then the FBI is going to come bust down your door. But if you're selling fraudulent residency cards, possibly to terrorists, I mean, who the hell knows, Chinese saboteurs, that's okay. Your organization can still operate. So if that doesn't show that corruption is operating on the deepest level and that the goal here is not to subvert our republic, I don't know what will.
Well, you're doing great work. What do you think we should do about this? And then what else are you working on?
Well, to answer the first question, what do I think that we should do? The election's right around the corner and people need to get involved. I mean, when they are tabulating these votes and counting them up, people need to be on the ground, right? Don't let these people next time in a couple of months. I mean, how many days is it until the election? 100 something days. Don't let them put up the black tarps and not let us see what's going on. Do not stand for that. And to the extent it is happening, you need to put cameras in their faces. Mark down who these people are, right? I mean, I don't believe in doxing people, but find out who these people are that are putting up, you know, black wallpaper, not letting you see through the windows, not letting you see how the votes are being counted, and expose these people and put it all out there. And unless we have enough active people doing that, I mean, this election could very well be stolen from us. The more investigations we do in this matter, the less and less sure I am that we are going to have a fair election. But it's going to take all of us to get out there and expose this. And that's really all I could say. I am unfortunately not an elected representative, so I can't really affect change in that regard. But Elon Musk has pinned the tweet, and I know that there are some very high-level people talking about this report, so hopefully that'll help. As far as what I'm working on right now, we are working on a massive story regarding the trafficking of the unaccompanied children once they come into the United States. I think it's going to be the biggest report of its kind. We've obtained a list of about 8,500 names from a HHS insider. The list contains the names and the address, the names of the children, the addresses where they were delivered. And we've gone to over 10 different states knocking on doors, tracking these kids down. And what we found is honestly, it's astounding. I mean, I'm sure it wouldn't shock a guy like you, but it will shock the average American who's not really tuned into what's going on here. We're told stories of children in these compounds who are crying because they are just told randomly one day, hey, you're going to this sponsor and here's the state you're going to. And they're crying and they're saying, I have no idea who this person is. I don't know where I'm going and I don't want to go. And then one day they're just woken up in the middle of the night when they're not going to, or when they can't really create much of a fuss. They're woken up in the middle of the night and they're just hauled off to a random place. And
that's what child traffickers do. This is industrialized human trafficking at a scale never before seen, run by Mayorkas. Mayorkas is literally beyond Lex Luthor. And we are, God help us. And it shows the Democrats are going for broke. Here's the bad news and the good news. They know Trump's really 20 points ahead nationwide, more than 10 in battlegrounds. They think with the illegal aliens, the dead people voting, it's still not enough. That's why they tried to kill Trump. But it's so close because of the fraud. They've got at least 10% baked in. Okay, so we've got to have maximum landslide to override this. We've got to have deportations of all the military-age men immediately. The country's entire future is hanging in the balance right now.
Absolutely. You know, Donald Trump has talked about mass deportations when he's put in office if he wins. I didn't like that he dodged that question during the first presidential debate. That was not encouraging, but that's exactly what we need. We need mass deportations. I mean, it has to be scorched earth. You cannot allow this to stand at all. Another, you know, I'm walking down Roosevelt Avenue yesterday, okay? Just to give people an idea, and I already said this, there's gangsters in every corner, but I'm walking down the street and I see a guy wearing a CDG hat. That stands for Cartel del Golfo. That's the same cartel organization that kidnapped my brother and I. And this guy would not be wearing that hat unless he was part of that organization. Okay, these people aren't playing games wearing these hats for fun. It's not like a Yankees hat. And so, I mean, this guy wearing this hat, a Gulf cartel member, I glance at him, right? I'm just moving my head, but just looking around, just doing a pan of the area. And this guy starts screaming at me, threatening me. And these are the people that are in this country. That's one of hundreds of thousands. And so, like you said, we need mass deportations. And on the voter side, every single legitimate American voter needs to get out and vote this election. I mean, do not think that your vote doesn't matter. Like I said in the expose you just played, the margin of error in Georgia was less than 12,000 votes in the 2020 election, okay? We just exposed 14% of the people, and that is in line with the Rasmussen report of about 14%, I believe you said, registered illegal aliens, right? So now you extrapolate that out. The estimates are in Georgia around 339,000 illegal aliens, non-citizens in Georgia. So now extrapolate this out. 14% of that number is around 47,000. That's four times the margin of error that Joe Biden took the election in Georgia in 2020. This election, it could come down to the wire based on all the fraud, and especially if we don't get enough voters coming out on our side. So we need to mobilize everybody.
Well, again, a few more minutes on this, and then promise me that you'll come on as soon as you break this huge child human trafficking, child kidnapping information that the Congress in a hearing a year ago said it was 89,000 missing kids, 400,000 they brought in. Even New York Times admitted many were found in slave labor in factories sleeping on floors. I mean, the crimes, the Democrats are just insane. And that's what we know of. Imagine what we don't know about. Any other intel on your big report? And can you give us a first look on when it's coming out?
So we are just trying to, it's got to be as impactful as possible. So we're just trying to gather as many more reports as we can. We're going to make a trip somewhere along the southern border in around a week. And then after that, we should have everything and we'll put it out. And you guys will be the first people to know. I'm honored to break these stories with InfoWars. I mean, truly. So you guys will be the first people to know. Hopefully I'll come on in person and break that with you. Maybe this time, sometime this summer, I hope. But, you know, other testimonies that we've gathered from these children is to give people a little sneak preview. like I said, we've knocked on probably hundreds of doors across over 10 states, primarily west or east of the Mississippi. And some of these reports, I mean, countless stories, I mean, more stories than I can even recall of you knock on the door and they say, oh, the sponsor, the quote unquote sponsor, the fake sponsor, probably human trafficker, says, oh, yeah, I actually gave the kid away. And we go, okay, well, where did you give the kid away to? And they go, oh, my relative, or I gave the kid away to the father and the mother. We go, okay, put us in touch. I don't know where to find them. And then they get super spooked and slam the door on us. And that's probably happened 20 times that the kid has just been given away to somebody. And now the kid's gone with no idea where they went.
Oh, we got video in Texas years ago, 3 years ago, where the same woman all day, every hour drives and hands over babies to random people and they just disappear onto an airplane. Brother, as soon as this breaks, come on the show. Let us know. We want to break this with you. God bless you. Everybody should support you and pray for you and your team. Muckraker.com. Anthony Rubin, thank you and Godspeed.
Thank you so much, Alex. It's always an honor.
It's an honor to have you, sir. Folks, this work is so important, I can't even begin to describe it. That's why they want this broadcast off the air, because we magnify the great work of people like Mr. Rubin. Please support InfoWars now. We are almost back in the red. We need your support. Go get our fundraiser shirt with Trump iconic fight, 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 bulletproof. It's shipping now, made right here, printed in Texas. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the fundraiser shirt. It's why it's $29, so we make 20 bucks on it. It's a high-quality shirt. On the back it says InfoWars.com. I need you to support us. I want to thank you for your past support, but I want to ask people, get off the fence who haven't supported, please. We expose the poison shots. We're exposing the human trafficking. We're exposing the fentanyl. We're exposing the pedophile rings. We're fighting with everything we've got. We can't do it without you. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the shirt. Make the decision. Get it now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And InfoWars MD is an amazing line of supplements. We're sold out of bodies. It's the same product, 95% humanoid. We just private label it. They drop ship it. There's the Pain MD. There's all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there and get the InfoWars MD line. We're selling out of the X2, selling out of the X3. We are literally fighting as hard as we can. We cannot do it without you. These are amazing. Joint Relief Max, incredible natural pain reliever, prostate support. Ashwagandha gummies make you totally relaxed and calm, but you're not sedated. Nerve Renew, good sleep. It's all there. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. And support our amazing sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. Next Level Foundational Energy is not a normal stimulant, has no letdown. It does the opposite. It cleans out your cells. Instant amazing energy. DrJonesNaturals.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight. And it's simple. Support our sponsors, and we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others. We've come up with so many of these beautiful coins. And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. We get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at holdtheline.com. Holdtheline.com. It's got the Liberty Bell. It says fight for freedom with other inscriptions. On the reverse side, it's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar. So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at holdtheline.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line, the most critical point in the InfoWar. Go to holdtheline.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin. I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death, we need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to holdtheline.com right now and get the coin, holdtheline.com. Want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. Holdtheline.com.